Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
And Pepper.
And Pepper, who really wants my attention. And because I'm not giving it to her, I don't think she's going to move.
She's a lot like you.
However, she looks exactly like you.
She used to.
Yeah.
She lost a lot of her color.
Anyway, welcome to the podcast. We have a very interesting topic for you today.
Yeah, Carly, this is Carly's show.
But first, before we get to that, I know you're all wondering what I'm wearing today. And if you're not watching and you're just listening.
Can you let us know if you're actually wondering? Like, do you care?
My mom, I'm ignoring that.
Okay.
My mom gives us a lot of clothes for every holiday. Like every holiday she'll drop off clothes, or we'll get clothes.
For every holiday?
For every holiday.
She'll drop off clothes.
Memorial Day too. Like all the holidays.
Yeah.
It's true.
Flag Day.
And I am now going to try and wear all the clothes she's ever given me that I have yet to wear because I don't go out. So this is one of the shirts she gave me for Christmas and haven't worn it yet because I don't go anywhere.
Because she doesn't like it.
I just put it on and I was like, oh my God, there's a reason I have not worn this shirt. I do not, not me.
Yeah, it's cute. It's glitter. It's shiny.
It's shiny. You can't see it. It's just... I feel like
Well, don't work out.
Okay.
Don't have muscles.
No. I feel like I should wear this shirt to work out.
Stop flexing.
Okay. All right. Guess what we're talking about today. I had to get that out.
Well, I know. Do you want me to guess?
No, because then it would be fake. And this is a real podcast.
Oh my gosh. Biohacking. We're talking about biohacking today.
I just found out about this trend, and it is a trend. I don't think.
Is it?
Well, yeah, it's a trend as in all of these natural sort of ways that we live just have a fancy name and it's becoming a trend. Do you know what I mean? Like I got really mad during Christmas when wall Pilates and deep core was like trending. And I'm like, guys, it's ab exercise and Pilates.
Yeah.
Just call it what it is.
That's true.
But the trending would be wall Pilates and deep core exercises. That would be the trending name for an old word and things that people have been doing forever.
I agree. Right?
So
I don't think I'm as passionate as your anger, but I agree.
I think I get very passionate about changing. Like we were just talking about Claire's episode, do what works. Well, why change a name of something when it already works? Why do you have to make it trendy?
Yeah, I think that's just the next generation thing.
Do you think every generation gets mad about the generation that's coming?
Yes.
Oh, it's not just like our generation is having issues with the younger generation. That's just all the time.
I mean, this is a different episode topic. But yeah, I don't know, because everything comes back around.
Yeah.
Like jazzercise was before dance fitness.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And like... I don't know what step was called before step class now.
Well, it was step aerobics as opposed to like hip hop step.
It made it cool.
Right,
so now
right.
It's cool.
Okay.
So it's,
I'm getting less angry.
If you just talk her down, she starts to have a clear head. You're that meme. Or I don't know if this is coming around on your algorithm.
Okay.
But it's like a picture of a boiled pot of water.
Uh-huh.
So it's bubbles. And it's like you can't have a clear thought when you're angry.
Oh.
Like nothing, you can't put pasta in water until it's boiled.
Def not coming up on my algorithm.
Don't say def. Say the whole word. Pet peeves. Different episode.
I'm trending. Yeah, no, I come in hot and then I get diffused. I'm
coming in hot.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I thought I was doing coming in hot.
What song are you singing?
I thought I was doing that one.
I don't think you were.
Okay.
Biohacking.
What is biohacking? I'm going to read this word for word. It refers to the practice of using science, technology, and self-experimentation to optimize and improve physical performance, health, and overall well-being.
In layman's terms, do good things for you and good things will happen to your body.
That's exactly breaking it down.
I'll break it down now.
Yes. Good job. That's exactly what it is. Biohacking is just another word for doing things for you that work for your body.
I like how you said it.
Wait, what did you say?
The same thing.
Okay. What I don't like is the name biohack.
Yeah.
It's you're not hacking, you're not tricking your body.
You're biologically figuring out the system, which is what I think, you know, the hack part of it is.
So the reason this came up, and I told Victoria I was going to tell the story, was because
I said, keep it short.
I'm going to keep it short. We were having a conversation with somebody the other day about this, not realizing it was called biohacking. What we were talking about is biohacking.
Oh.
It's science-based.
Oh.
It's science, like it could be Ozempic or Mounjaro or however you pronounce it. That is a biohack. It's a way that's tricking your body into losing weight without actually, you know, doing A, B, C, and D, right? That's a biohack. It's one form. Biohacking is a lot larger than that, but that's one form of it. We were talking about it the other day because if you are using those things, our opinion, just our opinion, was like, just say it. Just say you're using it so nobody else feels like, I saw this person and they lost all this weight in this short amount of time. Why can't I do that? Well, they had help. So just say it so other people don't feel, I don't know.
Comparison is a beast that everybody does, whether we say do your best not to compare or not. So how it got brought up was an influencer, was a body positive, larger body that promoted, you know, clothing and everything to make that group of people comfortable in their own skin. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think
it's great. Lizzo is very similar, right?
Meghan Trainor.
They all start, but that's the thing.
Well, this so is what, keep all going.
All three of these people started with this body positivity, which can also be debated whether or not that means healthy or not. So it depends. But then they started to slim down. And slim down in whatever way or form. Now, the conversation that got started is because this influencer came out on a podcast all of a sudden 140 pounds lighter. And I can't remember. Did she say she did it Ozempically? Or
she did, but it was after the fact.
It was after a year of not telling her followers that she was actually using something to aid in enhance the weight loss process versus what she was telling them. So really, it's not about Ozempic or not Ozempic.
No, not at all.
It's about lying and or branding your brand and being honest with your brand versus not wanting to own up to whatever you're doing, right? And
right.
I think that was the debate.
That was the debate. And I brought up Meghan Trainor. She just lost like 80 pounds. She, you know, she looks really good, but she's always looked good. And she's been getting a lot of questions like, what have you done? What have you done? And yesterday or the other day when we were talking about it, I said, I wish you would just say what she did, right? Because we all know it was something. And she said, well, I use science. I'm like, just say it. So like you're based on All About That Bass is her big song. Like the girls, the bigger girls, that was her big thing. Just say that you used it. So yesterday.
Like she made Carly think she has a bass.
I'm all about that bass.
Not hers. She's about yours.
I'm going somewhere with this story.
Okay, okay.
So yesterday, of all days, she came out on a podcast and said, I've been using Mounjaro.
Mounjaro? I like the moon one you're talking about.
I feel like you can get behind Mounjaro.
I can get behind Mounjaro.
But she said, I biohacked my body. I'm a big...
biohack.
Right? I'm a big...
Biohacker.
I'm a biohacker. But she didn't say it like that. But she said, I found out what biohacking was and I biohacked. And I was like, what the heck is biohacking?
But like you said, there's a lot of forms.
There's a lot of forms. And that's one of them. But it made me think of that story. And then I really got into it because I was like, what is this trend of biohacking? Should I do it?
One of the trends is eat well and exercise. Like that's a biohack.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to get into it. But that's where this whole thing came from.
Yeah. To pinch that story is just, what are the odds? We were just talking about that yesterday. That's I had no idea.
We're in like, I was thinking about it. We're in The Sims. Like, honest to God.
A simulation?
Yeah. Did I say it wrong?
No, you're talking about the Sims game?
Yeah. Like somebody up there is watching and being like putting these conversations in and then it's going on my internet and it's going on my feed.
And it's called the universe.
Then I was watching the Kardashians this morning.
Ugh.
I do that when I row. Sometimes it helps me row. And I was watching the Kardashians and they were talking about one of the things I'm going to talk about in biohacking. So maybe it just means I'm not up on the trends and everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I know there's a Netflix documentary out about this. There's a man that takes over 100 pills and vitamins a day.
Yes.
That guy,
he's trying to like age from the inside out forever. He wants to live forever.
Yeah. And that's an extreme.
Yeah.
That's an extreme. Because then what do you do when you're the only one left alive?
Yeah.
And your whole family has died. But that's a different episode.
No, I'm
as well.
Into that. Go ahead.
We've got so many options. But that's I think over a month or two ago that came out. So I don't know when trends start. I don't know how trends start. But I think it's in the air.
Yeah. But that's why I was like, who is watching right now? Because now my life is consumed by it.
Jesus.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
You weren't confident. You weren't confident in the song, so we weren't confident. You gotta be confident.
Biohacking.
I like how you're saying it.
Well, because I don't like the name, so I'm making fun of it. This is how I make fun of it. I laugh through it. Okay. Some key elements of biohacking. That's how I get through life, too. If I'm uncomfortable, I laugh.
You're doing great.
Number one, tracking and monitoring, a form of biohacking. Using like a wearable watch.
Weight Watchers.
Tracking your food. Yeah. That's all it is.
My
Fitbit.
Fitness pal.
Yeah. That's a part of biohacking. That's a way you can biohack your body. I don't feel that's a hack. I'm going to say it with every key element we have. I just feel like that's like watching what you eat, watching what your exercise is. But it's a form of learning about yourself and your health and fitness so that you can track it, like exactly what Claire said.
Tracking is where the science, like that's just another word for the science behind what that form is. So it may not be a pill or a device or a mechanism you can use. It's just the awareness is the science part.
Yeah. I mean, you can use a pen and paper, which is really interesting that I have 97 journals that I get every other week to try and write my stuff down, but I didn't do that this week.
Did you get a new journal?
Maybe at Five Below. Okay. Second key element, nutrition optimization. New diet, keto, intermittent fasting, any of those, any diet or lifestyle food nutrition change that you do would be a form of biohacking.
And by diet, I want to specify that you mean a food lifestyle, not the Atkins diet.
No, not like Atkins.
A diet, like this is in my diet. I eat this, it's in my diet. It's in what you eat and what you take in, not a fad diet.
And yeah, no, that's exactly what I meant.
I like all your stuttering today. We on a time crunch. Hey.
But we're getting it in because we're hacking the system. Sleep optimization.
Sleep. You should just sleep.
Just sleep. Tracking your sleep is basically what it means. What is the
Two of our teachers have the Aura Ring.
Yes. I was going to say talk about that.
Which, number one, looks really cool, which I support because I think the watches are bulky. But the ring, like, you're bulky. The ring is goes on your – I think it has to be your index finger. I think.
Okay.
Because both of them wear it on their index finger. So I think there's something to that. Maybe it's a direct line to the heart rate or something. But it's so interesting. Julia was working out. What's up, Joel? She was working out and I was looking through her app of all of the specs of everything. The sleeping, how it's asking her.
Yeah, that was so Delco.
I had to swallow. It was a lot of things happening. It was asking her if she was working out because it could tell by her heart rate, which is similar to the watch.
To the watch. It sounds like the watch.
But there is something. No, and it's really the same thing. It's a tracking device that you can wear, but there is the sleep part of it is really specific for the Aura Ring. I don't think the watch is that prominent for it.
Well, I don't sleep with my watch on, so like I don't. That's why I don't track my sleep because I can't sleep with it.
I never did when I wore it, but I think you only have to charge the Aura Ring once every like 6 days.
Is it Aura or Aura?
Well, if it's A-U-R, it's Aura.
Aura, is it Aura? My one thing about the Aura ring is I was talking to our other friend, Julia, who has it, who, Barbie, what's up? She like researched it and she turns it on. She turns the Bluetooth off at night. I think it still tracks her sleep because of the, they've just been doing research about the radiation, which I think watches have too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So you just have to watch anything like that. I don't like to wear my watch when I sleep, but I wear it all day. So like, honestly, what's the difference? I don't know anything about the radiation.
Yeah, they were like, don't put phones up to your ear, but put these things in your ear to hear things. And it's all EMF radiation. So
everything's bad. Everything's, do it in moderation.
Yeah.
But track it and see what happens.
And then watch yourself die.
Track it and hack it. All right. Exercise efficiency, which all means is implementing strategies to maximize your workout results. You know, that old thing.
That sentence you just whipped out of the air.
That sounded so natural.
So, actually, it did, surprisingly.
It just means like going through different self-testing of what works best with your body. Is it HIIT workouts? Is it weightlifting? Is it more cardio? Or is it a mix of all of it and how to work it in a 7-day week with rest days and recovery? So it's just putting together a fitness plan for yourself.
Which I think is part mental, because what works for your body is just what you like to do.
Yeah.
Because everything's going to burn a calorie.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on how you want to go about it and what you will stick to within your weeks. So,
yeah.
6 to 1 hand doesn't the other.
Yeah. That old thing. The next one, cold and heat exposure. So this is cold plunges, saunas, infrared.
Cryotherapy.
Yeah, cryotherapy, all that. Does it work for you? Do you feel like you're getting benefits from it? Do you not? Does cold plunges work for you and infrared saunas don't? Like, it's testing all that kind of stuff out.
I think it works for everybody. Like, I think biologically, physiologically, like, it works.
Yeah. I don't know if most people are like me and just don't do it for a long enough period of time to notice if it works.
100%.
Yeah. It's, I mean, unless you own one, which is expensive, you have to go pay for one, which can be expensive. But again, where are your priorities?
Yeah. What's the price of a hospital bill?
Yeah.
Versus a monthly membership to the Cold Plunge Philly in Habertown.
Yeah.
Where you can get the sauna and the cold plunge. Yeah. We're going to have them on because it's super interesting and it's trending and popular. So why not learn a little bit more about it? One of our first episodes is when I started talking about doing the 20-second shower.
Yes.
Cold plunge, quote unquote, cold plunge, but in your shower when you shower. At the end of it, just put on the cold water for 20 seconds. Try to breathe through it. It changes the body. It changes the circulation. It actually freezes, quote unquote. It doesn't actually, because in the shower it's never going to get that cold. But it freezes the blood circulation. And then when your body starts to regulate the temperature again, all nutrients and all the good stuff just flows and pumps through the body. So that's the whole point of cryotherapy. Infrared therapy is a little bit different on what it does, but it's inflammation. It gets to the fascia and the cellular level, however many millimeters deep in. Look it all up.
Yeah, look
we'll
it up.
We'll link it.
But we should go to the one in Havertown. It's in our backyard, and I do love that stuff, and I would prefer to go pay for it than do it in my shower, clearly, because I haven't done it yet.
I was doing it for a while, but I think the same thing. I got out of practice.
Yeah.
So it's something you have to – all of these hacks, quote-unquote hacks, have to be done consistently for long-term benefits, just like anything else.
And any of these things that we're talking about today is not like 1 week, oh, I don't feel anything, so I guess it didn't work. It's – significant amount of time. The next one, supplements. That wasn't a question.
Supplements?
Just trying different, you know, what I learned about today. I want to call it a NAD, but it's not a NAD. It's pronounced NAD.
Oh my God.
But I was like, what the heck's a NAD? I'll tell you what it is.
Please.
In a second.
Oh my God.
Do you know what it is? I am going to try and pronounce this for you. I feel like Victoria should try, but I'm going to try it.
Do.
NAD. NAD. Nicotinamide adenine. Dinocleotide.
That sounds perfect.
And very correct.
I think you nailed it. We're not going to look it up.
But I saw it. You're not going to be happy with me. I'm laughing. I got to blow my nose.
Grab that tissue.
I saw it on the Kardashians today.
Ugh.
I know. But it's that Meghan Trainor was talking about it on her podcast
it's
interview,
10
too.
O'clock. When are you watching the Kardashians?
Oh, at 5 a.m. I watch it like on
my... Oh, my God. You start your day that way?
You know I do.
What kind of biohack is that?
The biohack is get all the junk out in the morning so that I have a clear day. And that's part of my junk.
That's literally not how it works. Not how it works.
That's how I biohack my day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
It explains a lot.
Meghan Trainor also talked about it in this podcast she was on about how she does the same thing. So I guess it's trending or maybe I'm just new to it. But what it is it's...
What it be.
This NAD, what I pronounce that I will not pronounce again, is found in all living cells that plays a crucial role in metabolism and energy production. So what I think a lot of the famous people do because they can afford it is they have the IV people come and they get it through an IV for metabolism, energy, if they're overly worked, if they're on tour. It's what a lot of celebrities do.
Now, there are stores that you could do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You meaning the regular person like us. There's one in by us in King of Prussia called Restore. And they have a whole – we used to go there a lot for cryotherapy and compression. But they have a whole IV and a nurse setup station because you get different vitamin bags straight into the vein. It's like a banana bag.
We used to get them on tour with Yo Gabba Gabba. And, like, we were a kids' tour. And they used to come to every city. And
Carly was Fufa.
I was the big pink one. Not even the real one. I was the second runner up. But anyway, Andrew and I were on tour and we would. I mean, wasn't the full Fufa. I was only the half Fufa.
That sounds like a personal problem. It really does.
I'll post a picture. But we would get these IVs because we lived on a tour bus or in hotels and everybody's tired and some days you don't sleep. And we'd be like, yeah, sure, we'll get them. They were free for us, so we would get them. I didn't really understand what they were. They could have been putting like anything in me. And I was like, oh, yeah, I want that.
Oh, my God.
Andrew was doing it.
I mean, they did put anything in you, so.
It was like vitamins to like bring up your energy, which is exactly what I'm talking about.
Did it help your FUFA?
I don't. Take that back.
Can't.
Next one is going to be Victoria's favorite. This key element to biohacking.
Is it gratitude?
No. I mean, maybe. It's mindfulness and mental training.
Gratitude.
You love this.
I do.
It's meditation, brain work.
Don't say it like that. Say it different. Try it again.
It's meditation, brain work.
I didn't say sing. I just said don't take it down.
Journaling.
Thank you.
Thinking about your biohacking.
Mindfulness.
Yeah. It's connection between the mental and the health.
Which would also be yoga. Like if you go to yoga regularly and do it properly, like a real yogi. Connecting the breath, the mind, and the body.
Are you saying that I don't do yoga right?
Yes, I've been saying that since you started yoga.
I do my best work in the Shavasana.
What does Shavasana mean, Carly?
It means to think about all the things you have to do for the rest of the day and put them in order because it's the only time of the day that you have 10 minutes to do that. And it is glorious.
Buddha is rolling over in his grave somewhere.
Oh my God.
Even though that's not Hindi. It's a little different. Whatever. You get it.
I'm telling you.
You all get it.
The best 10 minutes of my week, Shavasana. All right. Last one. Biohacking. Genetic testing and personalization. What does that mean? That's like the...
What does that mean?
No, you know. It's the food sensitivity tests.
Oh.
Trying to figure out exactly what you're sensitive to, what you might not be. It's like personalized to you through genetic testing, like that.
Yeah.
So that you can say, oh, this food does not agree with me, or I, you know, stuff like that.
I need more of these micronutrients or macronutrients into my diet. And this is how you can do that and eat the proper foods to do that. Yeah. I've always wanted to do that.
I feel like that's the best one, honestly, that because I think that's really important and nobody knows. I've been – Andrew Gape, another one of Andrew's wonderful gifts, I'm saying with rolled eyes, but years later, that's probably one of the best gifts he's ever given me, was he gave me the food sensitivity test that is in the bottom of my junk drawer right now. I opened it and
what
I was like,
waste of money.
What? A scale? You might as well have just given me a vacuum, a genetic food sensitivity test. I was like, come on, people.
Vacuums are great and very expensive.
But years later, he like was thinking into the future, I probably should use that if it's not expired.
He's trying to kill you.
I think he's trying to keep me alive for some reason.
We're not sure why. We're not sure.
But I'm interested because what do I say to you? I eat so well and sometimes I'm just the most bloated. And I know it's probably something that I'm eating that my body says, don't eat that. I don't like that.
Which could be healthy things.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't have to be the processed foods, which is so obvious. But like you could be like spinach is not something
right.
that your body breaks down well, but you eat it every day, you know, something like that.
Yeah. So that's a part of biohacking. It's basically like hacking your system and figuring out what works for your body, what doesn't work for your body. I wish they would call it bio working or not working for your body.
That sounds horrible. That sounds like it's not trending.
Ha. It's just.
She said, ha. Oh my gosh, that was the most confident musical sound that's ever come out of your mouth. Ha!
I've never been so into a subject because I just feel like it's just experiments
on
your body.
You're not into it. You're angry about it.
No, I'm angry about the name. I'm angry about the name.
Who cares?
I don't like that this to people is like, I'm trying to hack the system. Do what works for you and what doesn't. I feel like we should have been doing this for years, or we have been doing this for years, but I guess I just don't like the name. And I'm passionate about not liking the name.
You're only passionate about things you don't like. Like there's something we should talk about with that. And I think it's because you start with the Kardashians in the morning.
It was Secret Lives to Mormon Wives, but I'm done and I'm waiting for the newest season. That was a good morning show. Before that, it was like a documentary of Gabby Petito. So I'd start with the murder and the... And before that, it was The Teacher. If you guys haven't watched The Teacher yet, it is The English Teacher. It is so funny.
You're all over the place.
I'm experimenting. I'm biohacking my morning routine.
Shit. You're wasting your time.
I'm experimenting to find what works for me. That's what we need to call this episode. Experimenting to find what works for
us. Sometimes it takes 39 years. Plus,
yo, this my 40th episode is going to be banging. We're just going to have interviews of like, you know, that old show, like who's coming in the door now?
Yeah, we're going to quit this by the time that happens.
It'll be like, these are the people in your life. And every week it's just going to be somebody new walking in the door.
It's just me. It's just going to be so me Victoria. In different outfits.
Wait, before we wrap this up. I just saw a meme this morning and I wanted to do it with you. So I shouldn't even be saying it because it's really funny. It was with a husband and wife, but I think it's more appropriate for Victoria and me. She threw her hands up. It's a woman coming in and saying, I have so many friends. I'm so lucky to have so many friends.
Ooh.
And it's the husband sitting there and she's like, my best friend. And it's the husband sitting on the couch and he's like, hey. And then he's like, my electrician. And he's like fixing the lights and it's the same guy. It's her husband. And she's like, my therapist. And he's like wiping the table, looking confused. And she's just talking his ear off. She's like, my personal chef. He's cooking and she's looking at her phone. I'm going to do that with you. And I'm just going to describe all of the different ways Victoria is my only friend.
I also hate how well you describe that. And that's the first time you've ever described an online social media meme, reel, or GIF.
Do you feel like I biohacked the system?
I feel like you're drunk. Are you? Are you following the Kardashian way?
I've been up since 5, so it's very possible.
Stop yelling at me.
Sorry. My extra's backwards. Hold on. Sorry, guys.
The whole time. So we're gonna reel this in. We're gonna take it back from the crazy.
Back it up. It up.
Yeah. Lots of things are happening today. I think we're gonna find our own biohacking system. And yeah, I think I'm like-minded in what you're saying of like, this is not new. This is not like a revelation. Yeah. these things have existed, whether they're, you know, watches or rings you can put on yourself to track, or whether it's just knowing what, you know, Mediterranean lifestyle versus a meat eating lifestyle versus whatever, figuring out what works for you. And hopefully having the resources and the availability. That's another thing. Like, cryotherapy is expensive. Red light therapy is expensive. There are things that cost a little bit more money. Supplements. Yeah. I mean, the amount of supplements that we've added in, it adds up monthly. Yeah. But in the long run, like, it's priceless. So you have to do your, like, pros and cons of what you want out of all of this biohacking stuff, which is just... yeah, doing what works. Yeah. So I agree. But if you say it calmer, it's a little less aggressive.
So I am of the coming in hot. I got diffused. I feel a lot better about biohacking now.
Thank God. We've all been so worried.
Well, you wrapped it up with a nice bow and I had nothing else to say.
You unwrapped it. Yeah. Thank you. So we're going to post the links of all the stuff that we've found on this. And it's really just good, better descriptions of what Carly just said.
Yes, more eloquently.
Well, no, just not the Cliff Notes version. Like a really a deep dive, if you will.
Oh, God.
So check those out. If you don't know how to check those out, I've been getting a lot of, I always know you put the links in there, but like I can't find them. If you're on Spotify, there's a whole paragraph under the episode where you press play, click on it where it says see more, and everything I spend time working and typing on will pop up, and the links are there. And all you have to do is click on it, and then it's there and available for you. So I believe Apple is the exact same way. It's just a paragraph of words, and there's links at the bottom. It's all mapped out. So if you do need help, please keep DMing me and asking me for it because I am happy to share. That's the whole point of this, is that I want to share these links with you because we find it interesting. So that's how you do it. So I will be putting the links. Find them. Click on them. Biohack yourself into a spring. Happy spring.
Oh, yeah. Happy spring.
Ooh.
I felt it. I felt it as I was saying it. I felt it as I was saying it. Sorry.
Wow. Yeah. And with that, with that, remember, you are always fit to be real
and always allowed to be a little extra.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.